This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are in big trouble, and not just because of Russia hoax or impeachment hoax. It's far bigger than that. Far bigger. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Glad you guys are here. It's important for you to be here for me, because I would do this for myself, but only for a short amount of time. I can share my own views, you know, to the people around me. I don't need to have a radio show if nobody wants to listen. So apparently, people are listening because we keep getting, you know, more markets, even though we still haven't figured out how to make money in radio. That's okay. I'm not worried about that. It's like one of my buddies, a guy named Keyface. He and I were talking. You'll start to hear more about him. He's a former Blood gang member, and he's solidly for Trump. He confided in me. He says, Kevin, do you know a dude came up to me and told me he would write me a check for $1 million if I were to denounce Trump? He goes, what's really funny about that conversation is this is Kingfish telling me, he says, Kev, he says, dude thought $1 million was going to be impressive to me. He goes, I'm broke. He says, I'm flat out broke. But he says, I guarantee you, man, I have had multiple millions of dollars roll through these fingertips. He says, you know what my business was. He was talking about, he was a dope dealer. I'm talking about a strong dope dealer. Ran the streets. New York. And he said, he goes, man, if I'd have been smart, I'd have socked it away. He says, there's a way to do bad that's still good. And we went on to talk about the industrialized nation of America. We went on to talk about the Rockefellers and the Carnegies and how they were, you know, involved in setting up trust in such a way that they were the only way you could do business in the railroad industry or the steel industry. You know, that kind of stuff. And it took the government to come in and do antitrust legislation to break them up. Right? Rockefeller. All these big names. Guys that would go take union thugs and go beat people up. They were an organized mafia. But you know what? It took that to build a country. And what did they do? They finally said, you know what? I'm going to start doing good with my money. Carnegie's giving away as much of his money. I mean, before he died, he was just giving it away. He's giving away billions of dollars and continues to. His foundation wants to give away many, many more millions of dollars because he built the country. He knew what it would take to build the country. It took illegal activity to build the country. Now, Kingface and I were talking, and I said, you know, if black folks took that approach with drugs and said, look, it's going to take this illegal activity to build a stronger black community, ultimately we are going to get out of the illegal part of it, transition over. And I explained, I had a friend in the Bahamas that did exactly that. Boy was the biggest dope dealer in the Bahamas, and now he owns entire islands. He owns condo complexes. He owns the telecommunications infrastructure. He owned the Kentucky Fried Chicken that I got chicken at. I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding. Anyway, we were talking about this, that, you know, the people in the Democratic Party want to hold dominion over us. Not just black folks, all of us. And they're in big trouble because they've lost something, and that something is control. Yeah. We voted control back to ourselves, and the Democrats don't know how to handle it. See, Donald Trump represents that. He represents the destruction of the deep state. I mean, how many swamp rats have been exposed under Donald Trump? Let me ask that question another way. How many of these swamp rats would you know are swamp rats if it weren't for Trump? Would you consider Comey a good guy or a bad guy? Because we're told, oh, he's FBI Director James Comey. He wouldn't have been fired. You think Hillary Clinton would have fired Comey? He wouldn't have been fired. Mueller would be a stand-up dude. Mueller wouldn't be Mr. Magoo, which is what he showed himself to be. He'd be a stand-up dude. What about Schiff? What would he be? Schiff is going to go down in history as McCarthy on steroids, and not in a good way. McCarthy was right. We were infiltrated with commies. Schiff is wrong. Schiff doesn't care. You think he's going to go down in history as a good guy? They've lost control because we voted control back to ourselves. And this is why I said, I've been saying for the past couple of weeks, this is not about all this impeachment hoax and Russia hoax and all this nonsense. It's not about the destruction of Donald Trump. He's the vessel, if you will, that they want to destroy. This is not about destroying Trump. This is about destroying you. 63 million people who voted for Trump, and I'm going to guesstimate 67 million who will vote for him this time. They want to weaken your will, our will. So I'm going to ask you a question. Is your will weakened? How do you feel? Do you feel weaker or do you feel empowered? Because I'm going to tell you what I feel. I'm going to tell you what I believe most of you feel. You feel empowered. You feel like, finally, we are making headway. Finally, we are getting back at these morons, these so-called intelligentsia who believe they know more than we do. We are finally getting back. We are finally seeing this government for what it had become. A gangster government doesn't care about what you think. So what, Obama is a failure? You will take it and you will pay for that failure. And we will take that money and we will put it into global climate change or whatever other farce that we choose. And you will say nothing. You will become the citizen we want you to be. And then next, you know what we're going to do? We're going to unarm you. We've already got you shut up. We've already got you to where you're afraid to speak. Him and Haw and saying black in describing black. That's what they want. They got you right where they want you until Donald Trump came along. And so they've thrown everything at him. Have you seen him revert to racism yet? Have you seen him revert to sexism yet and misogyny? Have you seen them revert to xenophobia? What? No. They've completely shifted strategy because now they got all their eggs in one basket. It's going to be impeachment, baby. We're going to get... And that's over. It's over. House will vote. Senate will run it through. I don't know how it's going to all end up. I'm done making predictions on it. I didn't think the Democrats would be stupid enough to actually take it to this level. But there was a part of me that went, they are that stupid. You guys know how I feel about Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-800-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
California will kill you one way or the other. It'll kill you with taxes. It'll tax you into oblivion. That's just one way. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Californians, I'm shocked at what they're willing to put up with. I'm shocked. Illegal immigration is rampant there. They don't care. Killing citizens of California, they don't care. Welcome to a show that explains how leftism works, how misguided these people are. And let me tell you, I believe overwhelmingly the majority of Californians don't think like their governor, don't think like their legislature. They are now trapped in a situation. I don't know how they're going to get out of it. It's not for me to say. All I do know is California will kill you. California has laws that practically encourages the kids to be miscreants. The worse you are, the more California would do for you. They will pay for you to go to Hawaii if you're bad. But if you're a good student, a good citizen, they don't pay for jack. Same way, if you're a good citizen and you're paying your taxes and everything else, they don't care. But if you're an illegal, they will roll out the red carpet for you. You can even get away with crime. They will even tell you when somebody's coming to get you, even if you are a gang leader, a bad character, a bandito, they will tell you. Just ask the Oakland mayor. That's right. California will kill you. California says if somebody gives you AIDS, even, you know, they know they have it and, you know, somehow, you know, trick you into having unprotected, I don't know, whatever they do. If they give you AIDS knowing that they have it, it's no longer a crime. It's no, I mean, so what? No harm, no foul. So what? You're going to be taking meds for the rest of your life. You have now you have a compromised immune system and all the other things, and it could potentially kill you. So what? You know, no harm, no foul. Because you know why? They don't want to stigmatize people with AIDS. It's no longer the disease it used to be. Can't make the people that have a propensity to get AIDS, the LGBT community, specifically the B's, the bisexual men, the gays, the G's and the B's, can't have them feeling bad about who they are. California will kill you. California won't lock up its bad citizens, its crazies. Instead, they just let them out there. They say, well, we have laws against them having guns, but so what? The crazies go and get guns. So what? There are people, more people walking around California talking to themselves, schizophrenics and people like this. People that believe that there's a conspiracy around every corner. And so what? So what? They're pushing you on BART, in front of BART, in front of subway trains and killing folks. California doesn't care. They don't want to recognize their problem. California will kill you. Let me tell you. So what? You run a store and somebody comes in and steals $949 worth of stuff. Don't you bother them. If you shoot them or do something crazy to try to protect yourself, California has a law that says that's a misdemeanor. You shot somebody over a misdemeanor. Could have been your last little money to pay for that, I don't know, your donuts for police or something. But whatever it is, you better not touch them. God forbid they break into your house and want to take something and you shoot them as they're leaving the house. Because you're going to prison. California wants to kill you. If they don't kill you, they want to jail you. Don't use the wrong pronoun. Hey, why did you go and do something heinous like that? Why would you do that? And now we learn that California wants to burn some people out. They don't want to cut back and you know, kill the kindling in the forest and do controlled burns so they can manage their forestry. No. Don't cut anything. Let nature take its course, or let an arsonist take its course. Burn people out of billions of dollars of homes. And then what does Gavin Newsom do? The mayor of California, who I saw in the airport recently? Well, blame it on capitalism. Blame it on capitalism. If they do these controlled blackouts that they're doing now with PG&E, blame it on capitalism. People are dying. Old folks are dying. People that have breathing machines and things that require electricity that powers their things for their body. These people are dying because PG&E shut off the electricity. This story was here. The PG&E electricity shutoff claimed first death. California's government has a history of agenda-driven politics and incompetence that has led to the current disastrous state of affairs, from homelessness, medieval diseases, feces on the streets, lack of affordable housing, outrageous taxes, and now the governor signed off on a law to allow the shutoff of power. And the guy writing the article says, how are the people going to respond to this? I could give you some other killers too. Green energy. You know, why is PG&E having to shut off the electricity? Because they got too much green energy. They don't have enough electricity coming into the grid because California doesn't want to, you know, let people use fossil fuels. It's a crazy situation over there. They said, After again shutting power to hundreds of thousands this week, California's utility, PG&E, disclosed that it had discovered a broken jumper cable by the ignition site of a wildfire, blazing across Sonoma County. The company is warned of more blackouts this weekend and perhaps for the next decade as it refurbishes its aging grid. See, California should have been spending more time on its fossil fuel-driven grid so they wouldn't have to do these controlled blackouts. Let me tell you where they're controlled blackouts. Not even controlled blackouts, but uncontrolled blackouts. Let me tell you where it happens. Third world countries. If you go to as many third world countries as I do, you know you better have a regulator that will keep your electricity at the same electricity and hope that it'll do it. Because the brownouts, quite frankly, are worse than the blackouts because you'll get such a power drain that it affects your electronics. It can destroy equipment. But California doesn't care. California is doing the same thing. They're doing blackouts, controlled blackouts. And of course, you experience brownouts when there's going to be a blackout. But California could have been refurbishing this, but instead they were putting up wind farms where these windmills aren't even turning. I told you guys, I was in Maui, Hawaii, looking at winds, things that were on the mountain. This is a corridor where the wind whips 30, 40, 50 miles an hour. They said the day I was out there was one of the calmest days. It was completely unexpected. It was relatively calm. But I was out there the day before where those winds were blowing. Those windmills were still. There was probably 40 windmills. I bet you there weren't three of them turning, and they were just barely turning. I'm talking about a wind tunnel. It's a joke. All this stuff is a farce. And now Gavin Newsom wants to deflect political blame. He says it's about dog-eat-dog capitalism meeting climate change. It's about corporate greed meeting climate change. No, it isn't. It's about Democrat, leftist, progressive incompetence meeting climate farce.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The CDC says nearly 9.5 million vaccine doses have been delivered and over 1 million doses administered, which is welcome relief to a state like California, which overnight became the first state with 2 million confirmed cases of coronavirus. Hospitals so full in California, Captain Lee Cabrera with the Orange County Fire Authority saying,
the last couple weeks have been some of the things we've never seen before. We're having to wait out in the parking lot just because there's no room.
That audio courtesy of ABC News. The House is set to vote on Monday on a standalone measure to provide many Americans with $2,000 stimulus checks. House Republicans blocking a unanimous consent request on Thursday. Members of the House also hearing why President Trump is rejecting the massive defense spending bill. The president's veto letter read to the House on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News. A severe winter storm is expected to strike the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast with heavy rains, flooding, and high winds today and Christmas Day. The storm comes roughly a week after a massive snowstorm pummeled the region, killing three people and leaving millions under winter weather alerts. The combination of rain and existing snow cover may trigger flooding in urban and poor drainage areas. If you are a glass-half-full kind of person, the bright side is you will see a white Christmas now in places like Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. The feds are investigating a train derailment in the Pacific Northwest.
Authorities are investigating a fiery oil car train derailment north of Seattle near the Canadian border. Seven train cars carrying crude oil derailed and five caught fire on Tuesday. Two people were arrested last month and accused of attempting a terrorist attack on train tracks in the area. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, the irony of learning that a rapper, a guy who has no respect for women, certainly very little, and he checks his daughter's virginity. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome back if you've been hanging in there with me. Lots on the plate. We've talked about, you know, these impeachment farce hearings. We may go into a little bit of the Senate if I so desire. I'm a little bored with it, to be honest with you, because I don't know what the Democrats expect to gain. I'll be more interested in it when it turns again, when it's, you know, when Trump continues to dominate the news cycle and finally spins this thing on the Democrats. At this point, I'm almost hopeful that it goes to the Senate so that the Senate can subpoena all the people leading up to this stuff that Schiff wouldn't do. Schiff is a weasel, and he's a dangerous weasel, and I think many Democrats are beginning to see that this is a dangerous guy. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. But I want to shift gears a little bit. I like to mix things up and talk a little bit about pop culture, because pop culture many times demonstrates the insanity of Democrats more so than anything else. See, they want you to believe that they are living these very different lives than we conservatives preach. My second book, Sexy Brilliance, dictated this. I named cases where people like Madonna share through a conniption when chastity became Chaz. Or Chad, or whatever he called himself. Chaz, I think, right? She threw a fit. This is a woman winning GLAAD Awards. This is the gay lesbian, you know, organization that's giving all kinds of GLAAD awards. Cher is appearing on TV with all these gay characters, Will and Grace, and all this. And meanwhile, she doesn't like that her daughter, Chastity, wants to become a man. But she's winning awards in the gay community. And in the book, I contrasted her with Dick Cheney, whose daughter is gay. He's always been accepting of his daughter being gay. Always. But nope. Guess who the left wants to vilify, and guess who they want to exalt? Cheney gets vilified, and the real LGBT bigot, Cher, gets awards. And that's the way the left works. So I see this story, and I said, oh, the irony. A guy who makes his living sexualizing women in his music and his life, and he wants his daughter to be chaste. Same thing Madonna did. Madonna didn't want anybody, wouldn't even let Lourdes see, pardon me, see her videos. Wouldn't let her see them. Lourdes, her daughter. She can't watch my videos. Your daughters could watch her videos and see her, you know, doing crazy stuff and always talking about sex and her interviews. She wouldn't let her daughter watch her own stuff. It's unbelievable. And now T.I., you probably don't even know who this guy is, but he's a popular rapper. I talked about him because he ripped Candace Owens a new one. Not because he said anything great, but because he overshouted her. She didn't know how to handle the dude. So, you know, Candace is, he says, what do you mean make America great again? Go back to, you know, to this greatness. He says, America's never been great. And Candace wanted to go into a history lesson. America was great. Black people, black this, that, and I would have said, T.I., it was embarrassing how he acted and how she responded. Because she should have just said, T.I., why are you embarrassing yourself and embarrassing all of black culture? Why are you embarrassing everybody who's fought to build a country that has made you a multimillionaire? How are you embarrassing yourself? Let me ask your audience. Any of you like Beyonce? You like, what's his face? LeBron James? Thank the white man. T.I., you fans of this guy right here? Thank white people. 386,000 of them died in the Civil War. So this Negro right here can sit up on this stage, go out and make millions of dollars, and then criticize the very country in which he could do it. Where else do you think he could have been successful? That's what I would ask T.I. Where else could you have been as successful? Name me the African country, the country that would have been down with you, that would have helped get you out of poverty. Because we all know all these African countries are extricating black people out of poverty, right? Give them a fair shot. Yeah, where could you go? Anybody that you are looking up to, I don't care if it's Stevie Wonder, if it's Beyonce, if it's, you know, whomever, name it. Michael Jordan, Kobe, Stephen Curry, Kaepernick. White people created them by freeing us. And then Republican white people freed us. They gave us our civil rights. And all you want to do is criticize. All you want to do is look for a reason to be a victim. You are a multimillionaire with TV shows, can go anywhere, do anything. Nowhere are you restricted. And yet, you got a problem. People in this audience would give a kidney to be in your shoes. They'd give body parts to live your life. And you want to sit here and talk about this country. I would have excoriated that dude, but she couldn't do it. And God forbid I would have known about this story. He was doing a podcast, Ladies Like Us, and he boasted that his daughter, Devaya, 18, hasn't had sex because he performs annual virginity checkups. And here was a quote. We have yearly trips to the gynecologist to check her hymen. And what if her hymen is broken? Apparently, he's going to be hell to pay. But I remember years ago I talked about this. Maybe I talked about it on the show. Said a friend of mine, she broke her hymen riding a bicycle. She was riding too fast. She didn't stop. The bike hit the curb. She fell off the seat and hit that bar. You know how boys' bikes are? It has the bar across. Girls has the little dip. Boys have the bar. So she hit the bar, propelled her forward, hit her naughty bits on the front bar. And the bike, I guess, for all intents and purposes, took her virginity. But maybe, maybe not. I don't know. It's up to you to determine that. But here's what I will tell you. No bloody sheets for her on her honeymoon because it was all over her pants. And I remember as a kid going, what the heck? You know, like, I had no idea what that was. You know, like, why would she be bleeding from there? So that happened. And I was there the moment that it happened. But anyway, here's what T.I. went on to say. I would say as of her 18th birthday, her hymen is still intact. Which, by the way, doesn't mean that she's not having sex. Yeah, it doesn't mean that. I mean, who am I to quibble with such an accomplished rapper? But I know this. Bill Clinton redefined what sex is. And there are other places where she could have sex, if you know what I'm saying. I'm not trying to, I'm couching this in some selective language in case there are youngsters listening, but The point is, just because she hasn't had it there doesn't mean she hasn't had it. He went on to say, he described how he convinced his daughter to waive her privacy rights during the annual exams. And he says, the doctor is like, you know, sir, I have to in order to share information. And I'm like, Devia, they want you to sign this thing so we can share information. Is there anything you would not want me to know? See, doc, ain't no problem. And here, I thought Republicans were the only people who threatened women into submission. But no, T.I. is. Mr. Anti-Trump, anti-Republican, anti-conservative T.I. says, hey, daughter, you gonna give me permission or what? And she said, yeah, daddy. Okay, you see, doc, I got permission. Yeah, the same way Ike Turner got permission to whoop Tina, apparently. Yeah. But the left, they at least called him out on his comments. Hang on a second. I was hearing that noise through the microphone. But anyway, the left, they got upset. So here's what they said. No exaggeration. T.I. invading the space and humanity of his daughter like this is one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard. These are lefties going after Mr. Rapper. One person wrote, I am sick to my stomach. T.I. didn't bother to comment, but they said his daughter liked the comments in describing her father's comments as possessive, disgusting, and controlling. Meaning, his daughter saw those other comments and went, ooh, I like that somebody recognizes what I'm going through. Now, if T.I. was not a staunch liberal, let me put it a different way. If this were, let's say, Corey Lewandowski or... And I don't even know if he's been up, but Trump Jr. Let's do that, because that's the equivalent. If it was Trump Jr. who made these comments about his daughter, do you think it would just be a few little nasty gram tweets? Most of you may not even know this story. Let me tell you why. You don't know who T.I. is. He's a rapper. You have no reason to know. The only reason why I keep up with crap like this is so I can always make a contrast for you to say, see how this works? This is how leftism works, and how if we did it, how it would be handled versus if they did it. I want you to understand the dynamics of this situation. Aside from the fact that a non-existent hymen isn't a sign that a woman's not a virgin, this story reeks on so many levels. Dude is like a Neanderthal trying to measure his daughter on, you know, the fallacies around sex education. Public education, I guess.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Something wrong here. Gonna break down. You think you are oppressed, black man, if you have the SAT scores of a third grader and you get into Harvard. Shut up. Tired of your constant roasting. All you know how to do is upsize my fries. Push the picture of the big box on the cash register and you say you want $15 an hour? How are you going to read your paycheck? Get a crew. Something wrong. Out.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There is something wrong here because this story, this is crazy. This was on Campus Reform. Jennifer Cabani. She's been on the show. We're going to have her back. But University of Connecticut police arrested two men who were allegedly seen in a viral video reciting a racial slur. For all I know, these guys were just singing rap lyrics. Again, welcome. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The incident occurred on October 11th in a parking lot of an off-campus apartment complex. In a video, there are three men walking through the lot. An individual took the video from the window of an apartment building, according to local media reports. Now, you got to see this video. So, because I will tell you, this looks like a setup. Three guys are walking through the lot. There's a car. I can't even tell who's where the car, which one is supposedly making these racial comments. But three guys are walking through the lot. You can't tell what color they are. I'm guessing they're black. I don't know. Since the University of Connecticut, you know, a whole lot of black folks. And maybe it is in Hartford. Anyway, walking through the lot, somebody's yelling something racial. You can hear them go beep, 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 beep. You know, like three or four beeps. And somebody just happens to be filming it out of their dorm window, their apartment window. I don't know how you feel. That sounds like a setup. They said, and then here's what the college said. There's no First Amendment exception for speech that insults based on race or religion. Negro, please. Muhammad, please. What are you talking about? The First Amendment says you can say what you want. You may not, people, look, I've heard stuff I don't like. Have you? Let me ask you. Look, people listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, the audience. Okay, let me check, let's check Rwanda, because we got a lot of listeners in Africa in Rwanda. Do you care if anyone says to you? No, seriously, do you care? I mean, somebody says something that you disagree with, or you find personally offensive. What do? Oh, man, they shouldn't be able to say that. Look, you can talk about the N-word all you want. I've had women call me gay, but they use the F-word because they were mad. They were trying to get me intentionally, you know, like very upset. And I'm like, whatever, whatever. One lady called me Clarence Thomas. Look, people are going to call you stuff. People are going to say things that you disagree with that you don't like. I have a friend. He made a comment about black people. It's serious business. He made this comment. He said blacks don't have the educational capacity because of evolution, the length of time that we have spent being coddled. And I think he's right to a degree. As long as he doesn't think that it's part of our DNA. See, there are people out there that think that black people are inherently stupid because of our DNA. And I think those people are idiots. If I united Africa and got all the best minds of Africa together and put a system together of education like we're putting together at SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, Africa would have the smartest people on the planet. The Jewish people, one of my friends wrote to me but some story about Jews, and I said, this story's even better than that. I said, do you realize that Jewish people are something like 20% of the Nobel laureates, and they're only 0.2% of the population? And he was, or whatever, 2% of the population, 20% of the Nobel laureates. So, you know, and then I gave him some other stats on Jewish people. How many patents do Jews have in comparison to China? China has a bunch of worthless patents. The Jews have patents on technology, innovation, medical, things like that. Amazing people. But I guarantee you, there are things that people will say that'll make you go, seriously, you just said that about Jewish people? But I don't go, oh my gosh, you've offended my sensibilities. I just go, I wouldn't say that. Or I'll correct them. I'll go, well, you might be right on this part, but you're not right on that part. That's what I did with my friend. He's talking about black folks. I said, as long as you don't believe that black people are inherently stupid, I have no problem with what you said. But you're right. We do stupid things. We are leading ourselves into stupidity, and nobody can argue with you about that. somebody's going to listen to all these shows at some point in the future. My sons are going to make a fortune. And they're going to say, that dude was so far ahead of his time in the way he thinks and how he helped the audience to come to certain things. But anyway, back to this incident. The video prompted the UConn NAACP chapter to pen a letter to the editor of the campus newspaper, calling officials to, quote, fully investigate this incident and apply the proper justice. Now, I want to go back to what I told you earlier. Three guys walking in a parking lot, not even on campus. Car sitting in a parking lot, says something to these three people, apparently students. Person filming the event from an apartment. And we got to have a full-blown investigation. It's kind of like what happened at the University of Missouri. So the guy was a student, was walking on the edge of campus. Somebody in a red pickup truck drove by and yelled the N-word. And two people, two of the two highest-ranking people at the university, got fired. Now, I don't know what in the world they had to do with this story, what happened. Oh, yeah, I do. They had nothing to do with it, but they get fired. So now, UConn's going to go look at this. The Daily Campus is calling on officials to investigate this and apply, and I love this part, proper justice. So they said the two of the three men allegedly seen in the video were arrested under a Connecticut state statute that makes it a crime to, quote, get this, ridicule other persons, ridicule certain persons. And here are the people that can't be ridiculed. Any person who, by his advertisement, ridicules or holds up to contempt any person or class of persons on account of creed, religion, color, denomination, nationality, or race of such person or class of person shall be guilty of a Class D misdemeanor in ridicule. I'm not kidding. You would think I'm making this up. I'm not making this up. You can be arrested for ridicule. Now that's Connecticut State. It has nothing to do with the college, even though UConn is taking this seriously. So they've involved the authorities, and they're investigating, kind of like Chicago PD investigated Jussie Smollett. And here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you, no matter who they find, no matter how this went down, this is a hoax. They may all be in it together. I don't know. It's a hoax. It's one of these hoaxes to make people believe that people in Connecticut give a crap about black people, Latino people, women, whatever, and they got to just sit in their car and ridicule them. Now, I'm not telling you it's an impossibility. I've been places where somebody would call you the N-word. My son was telling me the other day, some kid, I forget what he said, but it was offensive, and I just told my son, all you got to do is say, well, that's what I did to your mama, and walk away. That's all you got to do. No matter what offensive they say, just say something involving their mother and walk away. I know you guys are going, that's a terrible way to parent. But what I want my son to understand is, let people know they're not going to get you goat, and then go right for the jugular. Go for their mom. Go for their mom. And I know some of you will disagree, but I'm going, no. If somebody wants to be that crass to say something to you about your ethnicity or whatever, don't call the authorities. Talk about their mama. Well, that's why I taught you how to fight. They're not going to do anything. These kids are scared. And here's what gets me. This kid is bothering my son that says, how do you even get to this point? So what I'm getting at, folks, is I know these people exist, but you ignore them. And here's what I'm teaching my son. And the reason why I'm not, if I said, ooh, well, that's terrible. You need to go tell your teacher. Okay, don't handle your own scandal. Go tell the authorities. Go get a whole posse of people investigating, right? Or you handle yourself yourself. And you grow up, I mean, at 12, 13 years old, once you learn that you can handle your own stuff, by the time you're 15 or 16, guess what you're doing? You're handling your own business. You're becoming a man. You're saying enough is enough. You know, it's amazing that this has got any kind of coverage.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.